Well, then, where did they land then? They come into New York, I suppose.
Yeah.
And do you remember, can you tell me what happened to your parents then? Where did they move to and so on?
Well, they went down to my uncle.
Was that your dad's brother? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lived down, I don't know where it was.
Then where did they move from there then? Where did they go? They came into New York, and then did they end up in Illinois or something? Or?
They went down the Mississippi River, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then they, New York, and come down to...
I seem like they settled in Illinois someplace.
Yeah, they settled down in southern Illinois, where my uncle lived.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And they stayed with him a while.
Was he a farmer or something? Or?
Yeah, I guess so.
And then what happened later on? When did they move to Iowa? And
then I was born in 82, and this was in...
You were born out in Illinois then?
Yeah, I was born in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And then we come on a train, a whole scad of us.
Is that right?
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And we come into, I don't know where it was.
Someplace here in Iowa? Or?
It's on the train.
Yeah.
And someone was at the door and wanted to get in the night, you know.
On the train?
No, it must have been after we got to the station or
something. Oh, yeah, I see.
And one lady says, "Don't open the door, don't open the door." Well, my mother says, "Who'd want a whole bunch of women and a few children?" So who would want them?
Oh, yeah.
So they opened up, and there it was people from down where we live now.
I see. Harlan or Irwin or that area?
Down there. Let's see. It must have been near Irwin, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And they come to get us, you know.
Oh, I see. You don't remember who it was, huh?
His name was Nels. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Probably some relative of your dad.
Yeah, it was a relative.
Uh-huh.
So then they piled us in a big wagon,
uh-huh.
And away we went.
Didn't have cars in those days, huh?
Oh, no.
No.
So we went to that place where Nels Olson lived. Oh. That was my uncle.
Oh. Was he the one else that came to get you then or not?
Some of his folks came to
see. I see.
And... We had to stay in the basement part of the time because they didn't have room enough for all of us.
I imagine.
No.
They didn't have as big houses in those days either.
And I got pneumonia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it wasn't bad, but in did you ever hear of Ingeborg Ørsted?
It seems like it, yeah.
Spekai.
What?
They call him Spekai.
Spekai?
Spekai.
What does that mean? Spekai?
Yeah.
Had something in his eye?
No, but he wore glasses and they call him Spekai.
Oh, I see, because his specs, I see.
Yeah, so they call him Spekai.
Uh-huh.
And his wife, let's see, who was she? Well, she was related to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that she went to the doctor and he told him to be careful with him if she was going to have a baby.
Mm.
She says she's never going to have a baby. She isn't even pregnant.
Who said that, Spekai?
No, the doctor.
Oh, I see.
So.
Yeah, she didn't then, huh?
No, she was something that's wrong with her.
Oh, yeah.
Tumor, a big tumor, I guess it was.